put on Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio's to-do list, negotiating new contracts for almost 300,000 workers, with about 100 unions, who say they're owed $7 billion in back pay from a $70 billion budget. WNYC's Jessica Gould reports that could take a big slice from the Big Apple's budget pie.
So I asked Esther Fuchs, a poli-sci professor at Columbia, if she could give me a visual, or really, an edible.
I brought apple pie and pumpkin pie.
You really did bring apple pie and pumpkin pie.
Do you mind if I get crumbs on your desk here? Is that okay?
Not in the least.
In our metaphor, the pumpkin pie includes all the money the city takes in, mostly from taxes, plus chunks of federal and state aid. The apple pie is everything the city pays out in worker pay, pensions, and health care, but also things like education, social services, housing, and transportation.
In order to increase expenditures,
that's the apple pie,
you really have two choices. One, you've got to increase the revenue side.
That's the pumpkin pie.
Which means that you've got to find, generally speaking, a place to tax. Or you've got to take money from one of the slices on the expenditure side.
Which is also hard. Something I learned when I tried to carve off a tiny piece.
Oh, it's falling apart already.
This is the dilemma for Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio. He's inheriting a budget for next year that has a $2 billion deficit, a slice that's missing from the apple pie. As for revenue, he's got plans to raise taxes on the wealthy, to pay for after-school programs and universal pre-K. Meanwhile, his campaign was about giving all New Yorkers a fairer share of the pumpkin pie. Harry Nespoli says the new labor contracts are a way to make good on that promise.
We're going to be looking for a decent wage increase. We're going to be looking for retroactive money.
Nespoli is president of the Sanitation Workers Union and chair of the Municipal Labor Committee, which negotiates contracts. Mayor Bloomberg called for a freeze on base pay for 3 years, plus more contributions from workers on their health care costs. The union said it was a bad deal and decided to wait it out. Since then, some workers have gotten wage increases under their old contracts. Some haven't gotten any.
These are the people that keep New York City going. These are just middle-class people trying to stay in there and handle it.
Take Charisse Hunter, a school safety supervisor and member of the Teamsters Union.
Hi, how are you?
Hunter makes $35,000 a year. When she was married to a cop who made much more, she had no trouble supporting her family. But now she's divorced. She pays child support for her son and college tuition for her daughter. She fell behind on rent, and on November 4th, the day before Election Day, she got evicted from her apartment in Bed-Stuy.
I sleep here on the bottom bunk of the bed. He sleeps on the top.
Now she lives with her sister's family in the South Bronx and shares a room with her 17-year-old nephew.
I have a suitcase, a knapsack, and a little bin where I keep my papers.
Hunter says she likes spending time with her family, and she's grateful for her sister's support. Still, it's hard.
Because I've always lived on my own since the age of 18. And to have to live with someone is kind of, it's kind of a touchy thing. Because you work for the city, you know, you have a good job, you work for the city, and you don't even make enough to take care of yourself and your family.
She says those retroactive raises, plus a bump moving forward, could help her get on her feet again. And she's hopeful that Bill de Blasio will make that happen.
I've always been a fan of his.
She met him once, years ago.
In a parade.
She told him he'd be mayor one day.
And he said, really? You see that? He said, from your mouth to my ears. He said, I'll never forget you.
Now, as her union gets ready to negotiate with the new mayor, she's hoping that's true. But Charles Brescher, of the business-backed Citizens Budget Commission, says the retroactive raises, ultimately a few thousand dollars for Hunter, won't do much to help her overcome broader obstacles.
I don't think all of those questions around affordable housing, pay equity, income distribution are going to be resolved by what inevitably, if it happened, would be a modest retroactive pay increase.
Brescher says he still has no idea how a new mayor could afford it. He says the question keeps him up at night.
That money is not laying around, and it's not clear where it would come from.
At the last mayoral debate, de Blasio said paying the whole $7 billion is impossible.
I've said we would look at retro only if we could find cost savings. And it would be incumbent upon the unions that want to talk about retroactive pay to help us find the additional cost savings necessary to pay for that.
But that's not so simple, which I discovered as I tried to carve up that apple pie, what the city spends, with Professor Fuchs.
I was thinking about cutting just a little bit from everything so that we can have enough to fund the union contracts. Will that work?
What happens is the smaller agencies, like domestic violence, like services for seniors, like the Parks Department, they will be disproportionately affected if you cut across the board like that. So that won't really work.
As for big ticket items like education,
most people will tell you that we don't have enough money in our education budget right now, and try and cut that budget without having parents demonstrating in the streets, without having the teachers and principals demonstrating in the streets.
We went on like this for a while. You can't cut social services because funding comes in a block grant from the federal government. You can't cut pensions, which have grown dramatically over the last 10 years, without approval from the state legislature. It goes on and on. Ultimately, Fuchs said it's probably going to take a compromise, like retroactive raises spread out over a few years, with unions agreeing to cover more of their benefits.
This mayor has a clean slate. He was not endorsed by any of the municipal employee unions in the Democratic primary. So he doesn't owe them his election, and he can go into this process with a standard of fairness and also a standard that is reality-based.
Come January, Mayor de Blasio will have to figure out how everyone can have their pie and eat it, too. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.